for Johnny just has to, you don't want to think too much when you're on the field. You know, that's what practice is for, you know, getting that kind of stuff down, getting your keys, your reactions, sharp, being as sharp as you can. So once you get into the game, you know, you just read and react. You know, you allow your athletic ability to really take over. I think any great football player will, you know, especially from watching other players on the field, taking notes, you know, getting mental reps, you know, at practice, asking certain questions, hey, why'd you guys do this? Or why did you do this in the game differently than what we did in the practice? You know, and or, you know, certain calls he'll ask me all the time, you know, and I'll tell him, you know, well, you know, depending on the down and distance, you know, there are certain checks and adjustments that you want to do differently than, you know, first and second down or against certain formations. So for him, it's just allow himself just to be as sharp as he can be come Sunday. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's always certain tip-offs before a play, you know, but, you know, once game time comes, you have to get all 11 of us aligned. So, you know, making some of those adjustments, throwing out, you know, some of the tips and keys to him, absolutely. James, I know James will too. You know, Major and Chris Conte will. Peanut and Tim Jennings. We have a good group back there that does understand how teams are going to attack us. It's kind of like you have to rebuild that chemistry or that trust. You know, we have guys, you know, last year, you know, I'm with Brian and Nick Roach, and we understand exactly how each other's going to play. You know, there are a lot of things that we didn't have to say to each other. And now it's, you know, especially amongst our linebacker core, this is the first, you know, six games for these guys that, or excuse me, the first five games that these guys have played together. They will play together with this group of linebackers. So, you know, there are things that we don't know how each other's going to play certain plays. And regardless of our rules, you know, you still have to know. You have to trust that he's going to do exactly, you know, what he's supposed to do. I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to do. And if he doesn't, then I'll make him right or he'll make me right. Lucky for me, I didn't play Mike, and I didn't have to make those kind of calls or adjustments. You know, I played Sam in base, and then I played Will in the nickel packages. For me, I just, you know, my job, I just thought, hey, regardless if I knew what I'm doing or not, just run as fast as I can and get to the ball. You know, and that's really how I played the ball. And luckily, I played Sam, so I was covering up the tight end and just running from behind a lot of effort plays.
Will John be able to do that and get away with it?
Yeah, but John's further along than I was as a rookie. You know, he understands things. He understands things. He understands all our concepts. You know, for him, like I said, it's just about he's going to have to get game experience. You know, there are things that he's still learning how to trust. You know, if I give him a tip off, you know, and it's just like me, you know, when I was young and Brian would give me a tip off and I might be a step late because I didn't really trust what he was saying, you know, but what he said was right, you know. And so for him, just has to know that, hey, if it's going to be there, if it's a tip off, they're probably going to run it. I mean, I'm pretty sure we had, you know, two games where we struggled stopping the run, or you know, New York, they stuck to their game plan and they fought. We had some plays where a lot of plays where we did stop them on runs. They kept etching at it and, you know, kept chipping away at it and found it. But on a lot of the games this year, we have stopped the run. It's one of the things we have done decently. I don't know. That second half, that burst looked pretty good, you know. So don't be deceived. You know, I'm going to be deceived at all. He's playing better and better each week. And watching him in that second half against Dallas, you know, I saw him pull away from some guys, you know, running the ball. So he's ready. Everything's intertwined with everything. Now, our coverage has been it's been decent to okay. You know, we've had some bonehead plays. You know, where some of our players left our safeties, you know, out on an island, and made it very difficult for them or any safety in this league to make plays. We've stunted our defensive linemen in a lot on passing downs, where we didn't give them an opportunity to create, you know, or to generate better opportunity for a rush. And we had opportunities to make tackles on third down, you know, that would have gotten us off the field, and we missed those tackles. So, you know, coverage-wise, you know, Have we been in position most of the time? You know, but have we made the play? No, not all the time. You know, and that has to improve. Hey, I mean, you have to be sharp in this league. You have to be prepared. We try to prepare for everything. You know, I never want to go into a game not prepared for something. You know, so for that, and most times, for most teams, you know, you shut it down early, they'll get away from it. You know, so you have to be as sharp as possible once you see it. You know, the Wildcat offense stuff, that stuff came in, and, you know, it was huge. You know, next year or so, people started shutting it down, and you start seeing less and less of it. So for the read option, you know, to me, it's the same thing. You have to shut it down. You know, either you shut it down or teams keep running at quarterbacks out there. You know, a quarterback's going to get hurt. And, you know, I mean, that's the way it is. You have too much money invested in those guys.